Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Pastor J. Rev Show. Today is July 17th, 2013. Won't you join us?
Hello.
Should be saying good night and possibly even good morning. So I give it all to you this day as I give God all the glory. I pray you're well and you're truly, truly blessed, and looking forward to sharing everything we have to give you this day and so many things coming up. I'm excited about all the things that are taking place, not just in our cities locally, but around the world. Praise God. But before I begin, you know the routine. Nothing starts without giving God praise and giving God glory. And we look to the man of God so that he can guide us and make the show something worthwhile, not just for me, but for you, so we can all get something out of it. Amen. So if you'll join me, we shall pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. Words can't begin to thank you for all you do, for all your blessings that you bestow upon us. And Father God, some days it may not seem like much, but I can truly say that to open our eyes and to rise up just one more day is more of a blessing than more have received this day. Father God, we ask you to be ever so present right now. And Father, we ask that you would send a Holy Spirit out to touch the lives that need a restoration and revival in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would touch the people who need a healing, who need to hear from you, who need to feel you, who need to be with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that we can do nothing without you. We are void unless we are filled by your Spirit. Father God, we claim joy, we claim peace, and we bestow it to all those who are seeking. And as dear to my heart, Father God, you know that I always reach out for those who are hurting, for those who are hungry, and those in need. Father God, we ask that mercy not be with you, but rest upon the hearts of those that you have called and said to go forth and to do my bidding. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you pull at the heartstrings of anybody, we don't care who, to have compassion, to be passionate about your calling. And Father, just to reach out and share good news, just to give a hug, just to give a gentle smile, to give some food, to give some clothing, to give some shelter. And Father, we know that all things are possible through you who strengthens us. But right now, Father, as we begin this show, we ask that you be ever present, that you not just touch those that are within earshot and those who will hear the show from time to come, but you would touch me, Father, and use me, and I expect to hear from you too. Bless us now as we bless those around us, and Father, we ask that you would just continue to strengthen and encourage us so that we may do your bidding. And that you be glorified therein. And Father, now we hand it over with expectation. And all those who agreed, I truly hope that they would say, Amen. Amen. Well, I heard a version today. I'm not going to go with the Marilyn Monroe version. I'm going to go with the Ella Fitzgerald version. And I believe I heard it on the radio today. It says, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Well, not quite. Apparently, it would seem that it has to be 3 consecutive days of 32 degrees. And although we've hit 32, I believe, today, and maybe even yesterday, we already know with the Humidex, it's been in its almost late 30s and 40s. It has been ridiculously hot in all of Southern Ontario and many parts of the United States. I even saw one of my buddies, bless her heart, she made a note on her Facebook, and if she's hearing this, she's going to know who she is, but it was the cutest thing. She said that it was actually feeling like Nigeria. And you know what? I'm not sure what's going on in the world with all this weather and transformation of weather, but all I can tell you is, if God has something to do with this, well, you need to just be right and be ready. Amen. Because I don't know what's going on. The temperature has screwed up. We've had rain and floodings in Toronto and floodings all over Ontario, floodings in Calgary, Alberta. We obviously have lots of flooding around the world. I hear in the Asian parts there were also typhoons. We've had tropical storms building up. We've got it all going on. So I just pray that the Lord would have mercy upon us. And at least allow us to try to get it right before he does anything wrong. But in the meantime, we're going to move ahead because we have so many wonderful things happening. I have been busy, folks. I know there's a lot of people who have been calling me, and I do apologize. I deal with counseling first and foremost. I always reach out to my people who need something or they need to hear from the Lord and need to get over something. And so with me running around with broadcasting and communications for Rouse Ministries and going to the various different events and also doing regular ministry work, I'm a godmother even. I was at a christening this weekend for two beautiful young ladies. Going to give a shout out to my god babies, Ms. Mariah and Ms. Destiny, and to their mama, Ms. Juanita. That's my girlfriend's buddy. And, you know, I've always said that my friend, she's with the Lord. She's with the Lord. And my friend Shirley and I, we vowed that we would take her, Juanita, under our wings, and we would always watch out for her. And so her babies got christened this weekend, praise God. They're just beautiful little girls, just like their mama and their grandma. So I'm a godmother. We need to do a segment on godparenting because some people don't understand all of that stuff. I think maybe that's one of our right-on-point sessions that we're going to have to deal with. And I have also been to the TD Irie Music Festival also. I've been running around and been doing all sorts of stuff, but I'm excited because it's all a joy and a blessing. And we've had some inspirational interviews. We have some upcoming inspirational interviews coming down, and it's really, really unique. And I love the aspect that even though we're Christian-themed, I like to inspire people as well because inspiration keeps you motivated, and inspiration is positive and not negative. And so we reach out into various realms of not just the gospel Christian world, but into the world, because I believe that God has gifted us all. And some of these people that we touch base with, it would be more surprising to find out that they're quite spiritual, praise God, and pray and talk to the Lord. And I think that's important because I can tell you, oh boy, I'm about to get in trouble, but there's a lot of us Christians out there, and we are practicing Christians, as the Catholics would normally say, and we don't pray half the time, and we don't remember to talk to the Lord. So as I always say, how can you always have something and never say thank you? Amen. And how can you always want something and you can't be bothered to be polite? And if God is always around, don't you think you should talk to him? If I was hanging around, you'd want to talk to me. And if I was hanging around and you didn't ever speak to me, I know I would be hurt. So you got to remember, if we have a friend in Jesus, you can't be a good friend if he's hanging around and you never speak to him. And when you do, can you please let him know that Pastor Jay said, hey, praise God. So let's get some things moving. We have lots of upcoming community events. And I love saying community events because with Pastor Jay Rouse and Rouse Ministries, we are international, so we cater to the world. So when I say community events, guess what? It's in a neighborhood near you, near me, near someone else, because it's all around the world. So you got to listen up. And if you have something you want to submit, you can email it in, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. I'll repeat that again, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. You can also connect with us on Facebook, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Send us a message. Also, Pastor J. Rouse is on the FB, so hook me up. And, yes, I'm on Twitter. If you need to tweet, just go ahead. It's Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. Okay? So We want to hear from you. We love to hear from you. We want your birthday shout-outs, your church and upcoming events. We want to hear about various programs and things you've got going down. We'll do our best to try and get them on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. We do interviews and we cover various events that are unique to the Christian world. We know everybody has church, praise God, and we know everybody has Bible study. And if you don't, well, you need to get one. And if you're not going, well, you need to go to one. But we need to get something unique because we need the world to know that we have fun, we enjoy ourselves, and we have the joy of the Lord, which be our strength. Amen. So, with that being said, I want to say another shout out to my new God babies and their mama, Juanita. Also, I've got an upcoming anniversary for my aunt and uncle to Ruth and Oscar. It's going to be their 60th wedding anniversary. Amen. A shout out. And I want to do a shout out to all of you who have had a birthday in the last week. Because if we didn't get you last week, then sometime between then and today, you've had a birthday. This shout out is just for you and nobody else. Amen. So here we go. We have to wish everybody a happy birthday. So this is for our birthday folk.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to
you go. Happy birthday. Now, I'm sorry. You have to know there was no way I was going to play a very basic happy birthday. You've got to hear the mega funky soca jamming one that we played in the last couple weeks. But definitely, I don't like to do the norm. I have never been like everybody else, and I don't intend to start right now. Amen. God created me to be me, and he created you to be you. And if I were you and you were me, then we would not be who he meant for us to be. Amen. If you can wrap your head around that, then you're blessed. If you can't, then you need to hear the show over again. Praise God. So, moving right along, as I said, last week I have to apologize. Somehow we had some technical problems with our community events, and everybody didn't get to hear everything, and I feel so bad. But the safest way is to know our stuff is always posted on Facebook at Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. So you can always check out all the community events on our page, okay? Please feel free to check it out. But until then, here's what's happening in our international community events. These are the community happenings.
July 20th in Ottawa, we have Ottawa Worship with the Encounter featuring William McDowell at the Transforming Life Center, the King's Palace, and the doors open at 6 p.m. Remember, all details and information about our community events around the world can be located on our Facebook page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Also, Saturday, July 20th, He Lives Concert at the Advent Center in London, England. Concert is at 7:30 p.m. It's brought to you by FNP Ministries. On July 27th, we have Rhythm of Gospel Media Awards, brought to you by the Yes Lord Radio in the main ballroom at the Wyndham Hotel and Resort, downtown Jacksonville, Florida. And that's at 10 a.m. I repeat, 10 a.m. Also, on July the 27th, there's a fan favorite, Texas Jamboree, Gospel Jamboree, forgive me, at the Plaza Theater, 7 p.m., downtown Garland in Texas, and it's $5 admission, and there are door prizes. Those are always exciting to have. Again, that's at 7 p.m. Those are our community and international events taking place in July. Moving along to August. August 3rd, we have Women of Praise Concert in South Africa. Doors open at 5:30 and the show starts at 6 p.m. This is taking place at the Oikodome Christian Center, and that's in Scottsdene, Krefontein. That's in South Africa. August 4th, at Revival Time Tabernacle in Toronto at 7 p.m., showtime is 8 p.m., is a dramatic presentation, My Words Are Empty If You Can't See Jesus in Me. And this should be an amazing event. I'm going to see if I'm going to be in town, because Pastor J. Rouse would certainly love to check it out. August 30th, we have the live TV recording by Rogers TV at 7 p.m. of the play When It All Falls Down by Natalie Miller. Then it's at the Richmond Hill Center Performing Arts. More details, again, can be found on our Facebook page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And that was our August events and community international happenings. Moving right along, September. Yes, we're moving along. On the 14th of September and the 15th of September, we have two concerts quite similar in two different parts of the United States. On the 14th, we have the gigantic gospel concert at the Friendship West Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. It's presented by J. Spivey Productions and hosted by Pastor Kim Burrell, consisting of Leandria Johnson, Kathy Taylor and Favor, Shirley Caesar, Tamla Mann, and Crystal Cameron. On the 15th, the gigantic gospel concert, it makes a move and it heads to the Bernard G. Coliseum in Huntsville, Texas. Okay, and it'll have everybody that we've mentioned, once again, a J. Spivey production hosted by Pastor Kim Burrell, and it consists of all the same people, and we've added one more, and that's David Mann. So David and Tamla Mann will be at this concert. Moving right along for September, OMG, Private Pain in Public Schools. Yes, our infamous Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer, she's back September 20th and the 21st. And it's going to be at the Don Bosco High School. Again, details and information are available on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. And you can check her out at www.omgunplugged.com. And I note that Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer is also one of the Women of Excellence recipients, as well as a nominee for a Glass Award. Okay, and moving right along, again, we've got some information. It's far advanced, but February 21st, 2014, the Soweto Gospel Choir are coming to Toronto. Yes, they had to reschedule, and now they're back for a Toronto tour at the Sony Center in Toronto. There are early bird tickets available. If you check out the website, use code EARLYB, that's early B, and they will give you the code and you can get your early bird discounts. And again, those are our community international happenings.
Amen. And I just want to point out that in the background playing, you could hear the music of one of our showcased musicians that we like to promote. And his name is Jason Brown, a.k.a. J.B. Sachs. He's all the way in London, England. And we'll be showcasing some more information with him and his Marvin Thompson, who's a jazz keyboardist in Detroit, Michigan. And he will be on air next week with us also. So that'll be wonderful. We're jazzing it up here at the Pastor J. Rose Show. Amen. I want to give another shout out to one of our newest sponsors. It's Mediterranean Munchies. Praise God. They do dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering right here in the heart of Scarborough, Ontario. They're at 2367 Kingston Road, just around the Midland and Kingston Road area. They open every day, all week, 7 days a week at 11 a.m., and Sunday to Wednesday till 1 a.m. and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to 3 a.m. If you need catering, they just require 48 hours notice. And the Mediterranean Munchies, if you look on our broadcasting and communications page for Rouse Ministries, Tafik and Chad, they're awesome, 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 wonderful men of God. And the food is delicious. I've been sparingly spreading out my food for about 2 days now because it's so good. And today is hummus day. They've got their own hummus. I don't know if anybody knows what hummus is. If you don't, you need to go and check it out. So go and see them if you're in the Scarborough or Toronto region, and they can accommodate you. They're at 647-351-8966. Also want to give another shout out to Ms. Sharon and Vanessa, the consuls at the Consulate General, the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago Consulate here in Toronto. They were so gracious when they helped to host, yes, Caribbean Tales. Pastor Jay Rouse and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication were on site and on location at the consulate for the media launch of Caribbean Tales, and they're having their 8th annual Caribbean Tales Toronto Film Showcase. It's amazing. I fell in love with these guys last year. Frances Ann Solomon is the brain of this thing. She's been putting her heart and soul into it, and it has blessed and expanded. Amen. And she gives it an opportunity for Caribbean films to get out there in the community, because we have so much talent, and it usually runs back to back with the Toronto International Film Festival. But I'm going to encourage you, but this year they've got a bit of an expansion, and what's happening is their entire program that they're running this year is almost an entire month, from August 17th to September 14th, 2013. They are going to be at the CNE, that is the Canadian National Exhibition, and they are also going to be at Harborfront Center. They've got a 5-day incubator program that they run. They started this a bit ago, and it's basically trying to train up and teach some young people about the movie industry and making movies and creating movies, and I think it's such a wonderful program. And we have a youth program show coming up in a couple weeks, And I'm going to have to give Frances Ann Solomon a shout. She's promised me she will come on air, but in the meantime, if she can't come on right away, because I know she's going to be very busy, we're going to speak to one of her associates there about the incubator program for the young people. And then at the beginning of August, I'll be able to read some more information about what's happening. But in the meantime, feel free. I'm looking for a website here. You can always look them up. It's Caribbean Tales. And I have here, I've got http://, and it's CaribbeanTales-events.com. And you'll be able to get some more information. But I can assure you, we will be updating you regularly. We are going to be posting things on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page, and definitely want you to get involved. The one thing that I enjoyed about the launch was when they were talking about having a booth at the exhibition. That is pretty cool. I know we're going to have to go down and check it out. And they were saying that they want to give, it's the Islands of the Caribbean, and you get to use your five senses, taste, touch, feel, all of that stuff, smell, everything. They're going to have food. They're going to have music. It's just going to be awesome. So they're going to have a booth at the CNE, but we'll have some more information about that at a later date. But moving right along, I also want to give a shout out to my buddy, Lowell Ruddy. I just know him as Ruddy. I went to school with him. He's so cool. And Ms. Nadia. And they are with the event people who did the promotions and helped structure and set up the TD Irie Music Festival. And I went to the Mississauga one on Saturday. Had a wonderful time. We're going to have on our show soon Amoy. She performed, a wonderful young lady originally from Clarendon, Jamaica. And she's got some inspirational songs, and she's got a song about shooting and stop the shooting and about wars and about guns. And we really need to get some of these messages out to some of the people. And so I told her I would love to have her on our show and hear more about them, as well as her wonderful backup singer, Natasha. They're vibrant young ladies, beautiful, beautiful young ladies. But in the meantime, I also have the opportunity of speaking with Toronto's very own Belinda Brady, Juno nominee, and I think she's a two-time Juno nominee. I'll have to double-check my information. But I also found out a little bit of a tidbit. It turns out that Belinda Brady, this beautiful, wonderful, inspiring woman, talented, gifted, and godly blessed, is actually the daughter of one of the original members of the Jamaican band Byron Lee and the Dragonaires. Small world. So you just never know. But I had a moment to speak with her. I'm going to share that with you this evening. And then we'll be contacting her, because she's promised she's going to come on the show live. And I'll have you live on air with her soon. And I'm telling you, she's inspiring. She's wonderful, very prolific. And I definitely can't wait to share some of her ideas, her thoughts, what's behind the brain and that beautiful angelic voice of hers. But we're going to get to know her in depth. But right now, I'm going to give you a segment of my interview after her performance on July 14, 2003 at the Mississauga City Center TD Irie Music Festival. Good afternoon. This is Pastor Jay Rouse for the Pastor Jay Rouse Show and Right on Point. I'm here with a very lovely and beautiful Belinda Brady. She's live and direct, Jamaican via Canada and Canada via Jamaica. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Actually, we've been following some of your music for a while.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a
I'm a secret G98.7 fan.
All right.
I gotta put that out there in the gospel world. Amen.
Well, we do have a gospel show.
I know you do. Trust me. Amen. But I think one of the reasons we follow people like you and Atana, your music is very similar. Not so much the reggae soulful aspect of it, but there's a tendency to have inspirational things.
Absolutely.
I realize you're very deep and meaningful.
Yes. Yes.
So tell me the depth of why you do such inspirational music.
Well, of course, I'm a child of God, and I believe I'm a missionary. I spread the message through and God through me, and it's not just about Belinda Braid. It's about the message that I have to send, and it may not be gospel music, but the music is positive, and it always has to remain that way. So that is how deep it gets, and I'm a very, very spiritual person. I'm a person and I'm an artist, so as a person, I'm a very spiritual one.
Okay. So what is your spiritual Christian background, per se?
Well, I was born into the Catholic Church, but to be honest with you, I don't really go to church.
Yeah.
But I pray a lot. Every day I pray. And I think we can really get deep into this, but I'm not really into the rules of it. I just know that I believe so deeply in God, and I feel Him through me. And so I move based on what I feel.
Yeah.
So that's
and I think too, when you think about the gifting, I mean, all gifts come from God, be it good, bad, or indifferent.
Absolutely.
But the fact of the matter is, to be able to have a gift and share it with the world, and even just to show inspirational stuff, it's still a ministry to its own accord, because it shows love, it shows depth, it shows growth.
Yes.
You have some songs that talk about empowerment.
Absolutely. Especially,
and I like that.
Especially for women.
Yeah.
Especially for women. I was inspired a few years ago. I had an aha moment when I performed at an international women's event. And I sang a very beautiful song by the poet from, I can't remember her name. Maybe you can take that part
off.
Maya Angelou. Thank you so much. And I sang her song. It's on YouTube if you were to put in Belinda Braidy.
Yeah.
And I was inspired to go and write another song of my own. And I can send that song to you.
Yes, that'd be great.
And while I was singing the song in the studio, I thought of my mother. How strong she is, her backbone, how she brought us up on her own. And all the other women out there, I just want to inspire to let them know, you know what, you're recognized, we are acknowledging you, and you did a good job, and don't beat yourself up just because you don't think it's perfect,
right,
or you are perfect.
Right. And I think that's good, because we all know about training up a child in the way that they should go,
mm-hmm.
and as they get older, they shall not depart from it. And so you technically are a seed of that strength.
I'm a part of the whole.
With that strength, and I think it's even doubled.
Thank you.
That, and that's good. One of the things that I think that we take pride in, even though we have an international ministry, and I come from a West Indian background, Jamaican and Bajan.
Of course.
But the one thing our roots here is, we love the fact that we can be of our culture and still maintain it here in Canada, but still be a Canadian.
That's
so how does that affect you and what you do?
In a very positive way. I used to feel very conscious of my Jamaican accent as a child growing up, and being in a North American school and feeling as though I shouldn't speak because I would they'd make fun of me. But I originally started working at CHOI Radio, where I really fell in love with my culture, my Jamaican culture, because I was surrounded by so many Caribbean and West Indian people, and I embraced it so much, and I started loving my own self, loving the way I spoke, loving the way I ate, loving the way I parted, loving the music that I listened to.
Yes.
And being here in Canada, not Jamaica, allowed me to embrace that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you that freedom to just be who you are, no
Absolutely.
Matter what aspect you
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
In the depth as a woman,
mm-hmm.
as a woman of culture,
yes.
Just a talented woman in all those aspects is a blessing.
Yes.
Belinda, we definitely need to hear from you again.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be following. The ministry will follow where you're going to be.
Yes.
We will get you on air one Wednesday night on our show. We will have you, give you a call, get you in on the show.
I would love to.
And share. I mean, you're a phenomenal woman,
And from here on,
you're part of us. There you go. That's exactly Maya Angelou. She couldn't say it any better.
Wonderful.
And you know what? She had women like you and me in her mind, and for that, it's nice because then we can proudly hold our heads high and say it. So you know what, my sister? God bless
you. Thank you.
Keep keeping on. You have a voice like an angel.
Thank you.
With some soul, some rhythm, and some wine. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So we're going to bring it live and direct one evening. We're going to have you on the show, and we're going to cut through and find out who Belinda Brady is.
I love that.
From the beginning to the end.
Wow.
And we're going to magnify it.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much again. You did
thank
a
you.
Wonderful job.
I had fun, and I thank you for being here.
Your light just right there on stage. You could stand in one spot, and you just glow, and you bloom. And
thank
that's
you.
Nothing but the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep praying. You know what? You don't have to be in church as long as you hold on to Jesus, and he's got you in his heart.
Thank you.
Okay? We love you, and Jesus loves you even more.
Love you, too. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Amen. So that was Belinda Brady. She is such a pleasure to be with. I can't wait till we can get her on air. I think she's going to be our whole show, definitely. Definitely, most definitely. So last week, before I begin, I wanted to give you some more updates. Coming soon to the Pastor J. Rouse Show. We already have the regular show. We have the Right On Point when we deal with topics of conflict, interest, controversy, as well as points of interest. We have a new segment to our show monthly that's going to be coming, and it is going to be called Wholesome, Holy, and Happening. Amen. And what that means, it is different types of monthly segments with special guests and specialists on various health, beauty, fashion, and health tips and other points of interest on a Christian outlook. So it's going to be rather interesting. I'm excited about it. One of our first regulars is one of our sponsors, and it is R&B Creations Barbershop, Hair Salon, and Spa in Brampton, Ontario. They will be doing a regular monthly segment on hair. And I love this. You have to see this, because to hear it is one thing, but to see it, her segment is going to be Sue, and the segment is going to be called Here, Hair, Here. Yes, it's a lot, and I got to give a shout out to my cousin Stacy, because words like this really drive her nuts, because people always use the wrong words at the wrong place at the wrong time. So I'm going to say it and spell it. Here, H-E-A-R, you will hear it. Hair, H-A-I-R. Here, H-E-R-E. So you're going to hear about hair right here. Amen. Praise God. And we're looking forward to it. Sue will be on, I believe, in a couple of weeks. So it'll be rather interesting, and definitely looking forward to sharing some points and some tips. We'll have some other specialists on as well, and some regulars and some occasional visitors. If there's something you want to hear about, once again, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. We want to accommodate you, and we want to be able to do what you need to get where you need to be. Now, time is moving on. Last week, we did an entire segment on the Women of Excellence Awards. It's for the Glass Awards. And we did all our interviews. We read about what the Glass Awards were and to deal with adoption agencies and children. And it was a really deep concept that we read off of their website. Tonight, we are going to have on air, we have Michael Stuckley and Hyacinth Brown, and we definitely want to speak with them. They're coming on air soon. We're going to be discussing the Glass Awards, not just the Women of Excellence part of it, but the entire awards division, Beautiful, beautiful award. You have to look at the picture. Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications page, Facebook. Definitely check the, they're gorgeous. And we're going to speak to the people who put life into this. It's their brainchild. This is what their passion is, and it's escalating. And we read nominees for not just the Glass Awards. It's taking place on Saturday at the Global Kingdom Church. And I believe that is in Scarborough, Ontario. Yes, it's 1250 Markham Road. And everything will be, the red carpet will be taking place at 5. The show is at 6. And it's $20. You do not want to miss this. I like I said last week, where can you get to go, be a part of an amazing awards ceremony, red carpet, so you get to dress up and look like somebody, and pay $20. My goodness, like it's an event to remember. This is history in the making, people. So, and I, yes, Pastor J. Rouse will be on the red carpet doing interviews, and we're going to be taking pictures, we're going to be getting and capturing so many things because we want you guys to see what happened, and we want to share who's wearing what, who's doing what, who won what, all of this, and we will definitely be doing some follow-up. But you need to come and see it for yourself. Amen. And they do have the breakfast in the morning for the Women of Excellence Award. And I have an address. Yes, it's the Hilton Garden, Toronto Airport in Mississauga, 3311 Caroga Drive. And $20 includes your breakfast, the awards from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And get this, J. Martin, comedian, will be appearing. I want to come and see him. They also have the Gospel Fest, which is happening on Friday evening. And that's going to be at my father's house, 2265 Keel Street in North York. And it's only $10 at the door, and that starts at 8 p.m. They will also give you some information because I believe they have something taking place tomorrow night. But in the meantime, we said that we would continue with the Adoption Awards, the Women of Excellence Adoptive Mothers Awards. We've got their interviews, and then we're going to get our directors and producers of the Glass Awards on air so we can talk to them. Later this evening, we have music by some of the nominees for the Glass Awards. We are going to be hearing some music from Londa Lamond, and we're going to be speaking to Londa Lamond. Also, we're going to be speaking with Sharon Riley, and we're going to hear some music from Sharon Riley and Faith Corral. And also later this evening, because he's a pastor that keeps busy, praise God, and he's feeding his sheep, so we will see when we can contact him. It's going to be later on this evening, but before the show is finished, we will speak with him, but we will also be hearing some music from Pastor Richard Brown. Amen? I don't want you guys to miss this, but in the meantime, this is Annette Street and Judith Goodwin Hall, Women of Excellence Recipients for Adoptive Mother interview. That was done at the Women of Excellence photo shoot. Please enjoy. Hi, I'm continuing our segment of Women of Excellence, and we have some more adoptive mothers recipients for this wonderful award. And I think based on the smiles on their faces, I think I found a new home as well. Amen. Now we have Judith on this side, and we have Annette on the other side. And they have such wonderful smiles, so I know these stories are going to be heartwarming. We're going to start with my friend over here, Judith. And it's, what's your last name, Judith?
Hall. Yes.
Okay. And you're an adoptive mother?
Yes, I am.
Can you share a little bit more about what was involved in doing what you've done so you can actually be recognized with this wonderful award?
Well, I'm a mother of two young boys, adopted boys.
We got them at, the oldest was 2.5, and the other one was just over a year when we got them. They're now almost 9. He'll be nine, the oldest will be 9 in July and 7 years old. He'll be 8 in October. And we also have a young lady, who we call our daughter, living with us as well. So we have three young people in our home who we love dearly, and hopefully we're training them up. Why I'm a recipient of this award, I'm not quite sure.
She should also be nominated for the Humble Award. Amen.
No,
praise God.
Praise. I think you interviewed Anne-Marie, who's another recipient before, and for me, the award belongs more to her. I find that foster mothers are really the ones who do all the work. We get the benefits of all their hard work and everything that they've done, and you know, we get to bring the kids home and keep them and love them when they've had to go through all the previous preparations before. So
I'm going to correct your little humbleness, my friend Judith, because you have to remember, when children go to foster care, not all foster homes are the best.
That is true.
And so it's not necessarily that they've pruned and shaped and molded and tamed some of the children that we have out there. You've got to remember, a lot of them come with a lot of baggage. Some come with hurt, some come with pain. Or even when you get the small children, there could be substance issues.
Right.
So there's a lot involved.
There is.
So
being
a foster parent would have a task at hand in some cases, because you know, we all want that perfect angel child. But in a good way, we also realize that every child has its own personality, its own issues, its own wonderfulness, and all of that. But as a parent who still takes in, whether somebody's helped to shape that or not, you still have to finish.
Yes. That is true.
When the Lord molds us, coming new as a Christian is one thing, but that's only the easy part.
That's the beginning.
There you go, because as new Christians, we feel that joy, we feel the love, we feel the excitement, and we just have a desire to want to serve and be with the Lord. And then once we're in, well, you know, the devil gets busy and he says, wait a minute, hold up, somebody's missing from my fold.
Right.
And then the battles begin, and that's when the nurturing and the growing, because remember, we do the little spoon feeding, but then we've got to feed. So there is no level. And so I know I put you on the spot, and I've done that on purpose because you're such a humble young lady. But you know what? If they've given you an award, they've recognized what God sees in you. Amen?
Amen.
So you continue to love.
Yes.
And don't say, I think we're training up. You take your directions from the Lord. You continue to train up as your child. And God gives the increase. Amen.
Yes,
so we
definitely
know, and I know, I can tell you're a prayer warrior. You're one of those quiet ones who pray.
Yes.
So you continue to pray and continue to love. And, you know, some of the richest, wealthiest, most famous people in the world would do anything to have real, true love.
That's
so
true.
What you're giving is almost irreplaceable and invaluable. Amen.
I hope so.
Congratulations,
hope so.
My
Thank
love.
You.
See, now you're starting to understand why you deserve this, yeah?
Yes.
I'm glad. Praise God. And now on this other side of me, my other mother, she's my other adoptive mother now, and this is Annette.
Street. Yes.
Annette Street?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about what you're doing.
Okay, so I adopted Sydney Street. Actually, when we met her, she was 6 weeks old.
Okay.
And I remember the social worker leaving the home. We had a discussion with her that we were looking to adopt a child, maybe 2-year-old or older.
Uh-huh.
And she called us to say, oh, I have a 6-week-old I wanted to look at. I'm like,
wow.
No. But, you know, once we went and we met Sydney, we knew she was a child for us. So she became a part of our home. And it was easy for her to actually transition because she was so young.
Yes.
And then we have Samuel. He's 9 months old when we first met him.
Mm-hmm.
He was what I call a cry baby.
Aww.
You know, he cried for everything. But, you know, I tell him it's good, right? Because they say it's good when men cry.
Yes.
Because then they will be good husbands.
Sensitive.
Yes. And so, you know, they are both in our homes now, growing really nice kids. But, you know, as I heard you mention to Judith, which is true, because Sydney, her biological mom, drank alcohol for most of the pregnancy. And you know what comes with that. They say they have fetal alcohol syndrome, they have AD&D, and all those issues that, you know, you might have to deal with. And then Samuel, his biological mother, did drugs like first throughout the pregnancy. So, you know, these kids, they're really special kids, and they're special new kids, and they need our love, they need our care, they need our attention. When I remember when we were going through training and going and seeing all these kids wanting a home, you know, I was saying to Judith, I wish if I had a bigger home, I'd probably take all of them, right? And she actually who got me into the adoption, because she started the process, then she kind of stopped, and we talked about it, and I realized, you know, this is something I can do.
Yes.
And so she was actually my motivator.
Wow.
Right? And so they're in the home now. They're doing well. Sydney's 9, going on to 10, and Samuel.
Okay, so it's been a while then.
Yes, Samuel is 5.
8 years almost. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Samuel is 5, going on to 6.
Okay.
And they're doing well, you know, like any parenting, there are the challenges, but you know, we are Christian parents, so so we, you know, we pray and we deal with it. So it's for me, if I had one word to describe it, I would say it's rewarding.
Very
It's rewarding to know that we can give, you know, these kids homes, love that they probably would not have otherwise gotten. So for me, it's a rewarding experience.
Amen. And I think that's the blessing, that she just hit something that's very good. To get an actual physical reward is a joy and an honor, but the spiritual reward in itself, just the satisfaction of knowing that you can take in, you can care for and love, I think that is the definition of Jesus. Amen. Congratulations again, Annette. And that's wonderful. And again to you, Ms. Judith. Okay. And we continue on with our segment of Women of Excellence. God bless you. Amen. And that is the gift of Jesus, because we are all adopted in his eyes. We do have one more interview for the last recipient of the Women of Excellence Award for Adoptive Mother, and that is Anne Marie Brown. But before we listen to her, I am going to be bringing on, I believe I have them on air right now, I have Mr. Michael Stuckley and Sister and Mrs. Hyacinth Walcott. Are you both there?
Yes, we are.
Amen. It's a joy and a pleasure. Welcome to the Pastor Jay Rouse Show.
Oh, wow. Honored to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you tonight.
Amen. These two are so humble, everybody. I had the opportunity of meeting them for the first time at the actual photo shoot for Women of Excellence. And, you know, they were just busy doing them. They were doing what they needed to do. But when you sit down and talk to them for 2 seconds, they're like so humble. It's kind of like it's just second nature. They just serve. Amen. Last weekend, my dears. We went ahead and we read all the stuff on your website because we wanted to know what the Glass Awards were. So I read the background. I need you guys to share because I need to find out what was in the depth of you, other than the glory of God, brought something like this to fruition.
Well, this whole vision... And one thing about it, it talks about, the Bible talks about people without a vision perish. This vision was given to us back in January, and we wanted to make sure we have something for the Canadian to offer them. And since then, the Lord has blessed us to do the Glass Awards. Now, the Glass Awards stands for purity and transparent and clarity, so you can see right through it. But it's many functions and many abilities of just people services and offering services to the people. And we initially started off by wanting to give back to the kids who are adopted and parents who are adopted in Canada, and really try to find homes for kids. And that's one of our missions that we're still are in the move to do it.
Yeah.
But even in spite of that, God has blessed us. I came up with the vision of the Glass Award, but Ms. Hyacinth Walker came up with this vision that God has birthed, and it's going to be an extraordinary, special movement. It's called the Glass Project, and the Glass Project is where you guys are going to be the first one to hear about it. They should hear about it at the Glass Awards. Hey, yeah, y'all got to come to
the Glass Awards.
Okay. She don't want to say it. But anyway, go back to the adoption. So go back to adoption. So our goal is to start a group home that is under the Glass Awards. We're trying to really place and train the faith-based community to let them know it is all right to adopt a child. It's all right to adopt someone's kid. It's not true. Yours, especially if those who cannot have children of their own or those who might be lonely and just the kids is grown out the house. It's okay to take care of other people's kids. And that's one of our missions. We're going to start educating and bringing resources to the faith-based community as a whole, from apostolic to the Baptist to the Catholics to the non-denominations. We're going to make sure we do all that as a whole.
Right.
And to add to the music side of the Glass Awards, we're also here to create a platform for our Canadian artists. We have some amazing, talented artists, but they just don't have the avenue, the platform to be seen, to be heard. And we want to make sure that we create that here in Canada. A lot of them are moving to the States or going abroad because it's where it's easy, it's more easily accessible. But I believe here in Canada, we do have the we do have the talent, and we want to create a level of excellence where we can mentor, we can train, we can allow some of our Canadian artists to become mainstream and recognized throughout Canada and, of course, throughout the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think that's wonderful. Now, the Women of Excellence Awards, because I've noticed it comes in several different degrees and formats. What was the background for that and the various categories?
Well, the background as far as the vision from the Women of Excellence, we wanted to, like I said, the Glass Awards is not just a music.
Right.
It's not just a musical event. It's a building the community, building the region, building this territorial. This territory. We have wanted to make sure that we equipped our people, appreciate our people, honor our people. We want to make sure we do that from every angle, from Women of Excellence. And this year we wanted to get a group of women. We want to start off small. We didn't want to bite off more than we could chew. So we wanted to get 20 women from all different backgrounds, from first ladies to entrepreneurs to mission workers to corporate workers and those type of people in the secular field as well, because it's good for everybody to have a diverse group of people that they can say, wow, you have accomplished this. Wow, you have accomplished this. Because in every way, guess what? No matter where a person is, you can find ministry. You can find ministry in the corporate settings. You can find ministry in the religion settings. You can find ministry anywhere you go. And I believe the group of women that we have will be able to offer and benefit from each other.
Yes.
For those who are first ladies who, being honest, you have a lot of first ladies who have a lot of dreams, and they never got a chance to activate their dream because they've been so busy supporting their husband's ministry and being the first lady. So they want to work in the banks. They want to be able to do things on their own, and hooking them up with different women who can have that balance, you know, saying, will also bring inspiration even in their marriage and their household and the things they need to accomplish, because we don't want people to die with visions and $1 million ideas and going to the grave. So our goal is to make sure we teach our people, honor our people.
Right. And I like the fact that it is diverse, because it wasn't just an Afro-Canadian thing. It was, we have Asian, we have Caucasian, we had all sorts of facets, and I thought that was very special. So,
I think we need to represent who Canada is. And Canada is very diverse. We're very multicultural, and it's who we are. And the kingdom is not just one color. It is for everybody.
Amen. Now, the vision for the future, is it possible that one day we could even see a division of Men of Excellence?
I'm glad you said it. Next year, we have launched. We are launching. And this one thing about the Glass Awards, like I said, it's not by High Seven nor by myself. It's people around us that we are connected to, and they have ministries. Our goal is to, give them a platform and ability. We're going to launch a ceremony for the men's. It's called, Father Like Son Conference. award show. So our goal is to get, whether it's your biological son, spiritual son, mentor, if you are a father figure in these men's life or young boys' life, we want to honor. Next year, our goal is to get 100 men.
Mm-hmm.
And what, I don't care how many sons they have, whether it's sons in the gospel, sons in education, sons as far as mentorship, we're going to honor 100 men next year. That is what we're looking for. And it's called like Father Like Son.
Okay. All right. I love it. Train up a child in the way they should go. Amen.
Yes.
So now we have been promoting you guys. We have been announcing you guys. We're excited about everything you're doing. We've spoken to people. I do not have all the particulars. I have given out the information for both events taking place on Saturday, about the amazing gospel fest that's taking place Friday, Thursday, tomorrow night. I believe you guys have something taking place.
We had to reschedule that this year, Ralph, because we didn't want to bite off more than we could chew. The Glass Awards really has put a mandate on HICEP and myself to be able to make sure we get the spirit of excellence in everything that we're doing. And
Amen.
We have a wonderful team together, and we want to make sure that this year, this is our first year, and then guess what? The Canadians would have been so exhausted, they would not know how to act at the award show. They're so tired. So we want to make sure that they all get plenty of rest. They have to get plenty of rest.
Oh, wow.
Because when Saturday, Friday night, the kickoff of the Choir Fest starts, we want them in the house. Saturday morning, we would love them in the house. If they can't recuperate from Friday night, we would see them Saturday night. But guess what? We want to make sure they have all the energy, and we want to make sure that no one is tired and can't make it to all the functions this year.
Amen. Amen. So now, before I let you go, because I know I've caught you guys are always so busy, and I also have to give a shout-out to Sister Valerie and Sophia because they've been keeping me up to date on everything.
Wow. Awesome
what are
PR. Your, y'all,
God,
if y'all haven't heard, those women, let me tell you, they're awesome, you guys. Canadian, if you want to try to make sure your ministry or your company goes mainstream, you want to hook up with Sister Valerie and Safia.
Yeah.
They're the PRs for the Glass Awards.
They are awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Public relations at God's finest. Amen.
Yes, they
now,
are.
Now, before I let you guys go, because I know you're heading off to a meeting, as always, is there any last word that you want to put out there?
We wanted to make sure that the Canadians understand that this is not a competition. This experience is for the Canadian people to really support one another, to be able to be encouraged, be inspired by those who will be taking the main stage on Saturday night. And those artists who are listening to this radio show, to let them know, hey, your turn will come too.
Oh, yeah.
If you really be persistent and dedicated to the vision that God has given you, and you be who you are and the best of who you are, you'll be able to take the main stage, to share the stage with such great legends as Tremaine Hawkins and Sharon Riley and Isaac Simpson and Alexis Bright and J.J. Harrison and Londa Larman, and the list go on. You'll be able to do this. So do not give up. I want you to start activating your dreams today. Don't wait next year. Don't wait 5 months from now. You can do it today because the Bible said, write out the vision and make it plain.
Plain, yes. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm excited to be on board, and I've been excited to meet you guys and to be a part of your vision.
On the carpet.
Do you have your outfit?
Yes, I'm going to be looking
mighty
fine.
All right.
I got me a little frock there, girl, so a little something for the red carpet, amen. And I've told everybody that I'm going to be on the red carpet and looking forward to the pictures and the interviews and the know-hows and the who's who's. And you know, this is exciting, and you know we're going to follow you guys throughout the year because I know you've obviously got some things that you're going to be leading up to next year's events. And so, you know, count us in because you know we're on board.
Awesome. Glad to hear.
Okay.
So
I will let you go to your meeting, Mr. Michael and Ms. Hyacinth. It's a pleasure and a joy. May the Lord grant you tons and tons of joys and blessing and abundance that it spills over, that when he said there was no room to contain, we are not talking about a room. We are talking about several. Amen. And through the window and through the door. Amen. Praise God. I will see you guys actually on Friday because I'm going to come Friday as well. And definitely Saturday I'll be at both your events.
and I'm looking forward to it, and I know God is going to just put his hands upon it and just make it what it's meant to be in his eyes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. We'll talk soon. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen. And that, again, was Michael Stuckley and Hyacinth Walcott. They are just something else. I tell you, they've got energy beyond energy. And so they're heading off to another meeting. We're going to wrap up with another interview from the final recipient of the Women of Excellence Awards. And it's the Adoptive Mother Award, and that's Anne Marie Brown. And then we'll be right back, because then we've got some music from some of the nominees at the actual Glass Awards. And we're going to say hello and catch up with a couple of them. We'll be right back. This is Anne Marie Brown. We're continuing with our Women of Excellence recipients. And they actually have an Adoptive Mother Award, and I'm very curious to know about this. The first person we're sitting here with is Anne Marie Brown.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Can you share us a little bit about this award and what it entails?
Okay, I'm a foster mom also, and my first three kids that came in care, I just grabbed them. When, as I look at them, I knew they were mine. And I said, these kids, they're mine. They're not going anywhere. And they've been in care with me now for 7 years. And we adopt them. So, yeah, they're mine.
They're yours?
Yes.
Now, they came from foster care?
No, they don't. They came from their biological grandparents' home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the first foster mom for them.
Okay.
And now I'm their mother.
Okay. Now, how old were these children when you first got them? And I guess through foster care.
The youngest, he was 2.5, and the eldest, she was 5, and the middle, he's 4. He was 4.
Okay. And now they're?
They're 9, 10, 11.
Okay. They're all in order.
Yes.
Okay. And so it's boys?
Two boys and a girl.
Okay. Two boys and a girl. Now, the girl, she's placed in which order?
She's the first one. She's 11.
She's 11?
Yeah,
so she's actually older than they are.
Yes.
Okay. Now, did they all come into your home around the same time?
The same time. The same time. Yes.
Now, are they actual siblings?
Yes, they are.
So
yes,
it's a family.
Are. Yes.
So then they just really were missing parents.
Yes.
And you stepped in.
Yes.
Amen. And how long has this been now?
They've been with us for 7 years now.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
But we adopted them a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, being an adoptive mom for children in foster care, did it have some of its battles, or did everything went smoothly, or were there some times where you started to go, oh my goodness, can I do this?
Well, I never give up, because I know God was in the midst.
Amen.
Of this. He was in the midst. The only thing I gave up was my full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
I work as a PSW,
yes.
And I resigned from that job.
Okay.
To take care of these kids.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, kids, when they were small, they were very rambunctious,
yes.
And just all over the place, and like within 2 weeks, I know if it was another family, they would say, oh no, come take these kids, it's too much, I can't handle it. But I never gave up.
Mm-hmm.
I never gave up, because I said, this is something that's in me, and I know it has to be a reason why,
right.
These kids came to me. There has to be a reason why they came to me. And that was it. I never gave up, and I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. So do you think you'd bring more into the home, or you're
Yes,
okay?
I do have one right now.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's 6 months.
Oh, wow.
I still do. Yeah.
You love being a mom.
Yes. Yes,
you can
I do.
Tell. It's a maternal thing. Now, how are these kids with this child that's just come into the home now?
Oh, they love him. They love him. It's amazing. I don't have hands to hold him. I have lots of help. Lots of help.
Okay.
They love him.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations, Anne Marie.
Thank you.
This is a
an honor, I'm sure.
It is. Thank
because
you.
Because you're sort of getting a reward for something you enjoy doing anyways.
Yes,
I
yes,
can tell.
Yes.
So you light up when you talk about what you do, and this is a blessing. Amen?
Yes, amen.
And it's funny because we are all adopted.
Yes.
We
yes.
are all adopted.
In the body of Christ.
So we should know how to adopt
yes.
because we were trained by the very best.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, amen.
Well, God bless you, and I know you're raising them in the Lord, so we don't
yes.
have to worry about them. We plant yes. the seeds, and I say a blessing to your entire household.
Thank you.
Including the new little one.
Thank
that
you.
That little one does not know what they're up for, yes?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Definitely.
And that's Anne Marie, our adoptive mother ward. God bless.
Amen. Yes, we are all adopted by Christ, and as I said, we've learned from the very best, and that's why he's always instructed us to love our neighbor as ourselves, because when you do love, there's a special kind of love that Jesus gives, and it's an unconditional type of agape love, and we're going to talk about that sometime on Right on Point. But in the meantime, we're going to continue with our Glass Awards program. We've just gotten off the phone with Michael Stuckley and Hyacinth Walcott, and I said that we would have the opportunity of speaking with some of the nominees. Well, on hold in our waiting room, we have the wonderful and talented and gifted, and yes, she might not like me saying this, but the very beautiful Londa Lamond. But in the meantime, we're going to give you one of her songs and bless you with her song, Only You, Lord. And after Only You, you will get to speak very momently with Miss Londa Lamond. Only You, Lord.
Heaven and earth adore you.
Amen. That was only you, Lord. Praise God. And I have on the line, live and direct, Ms. Londa Lamond. Hello there.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Praise God. How about you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Amen. That was really exciting. I was dancing and jiggling and grooving. Amen. Only you, Lord. Could it
only
be anything
you,
but?
No. Nothing but.
Amen.
No.
So, my
him.
Wonderful woman of God, we have you captivated online, and we've got everybody listening in, and people will be listening in for years to come. So, as the regular media would say, inquiring minds want to know, but we don't believe in gossip. We just love the Lord, and we believe in the gospel. Amen?
Amen, of course. Absolutely.
So, who is this infamous young lady who sings like a powerhouse, glows with the love of Jesus, and looks so wonderful, named Londa? Who's Londa?
Oh, Lord, who's Londa? Well, Londa was born and raised in the church, in a family of six, which is including my parents, of course. I'm the only girl with three boys. Born and raised, saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, all of that.
Okay.
And started singing at the age of seven. Then went on to professional singing by the age of between 14 and 17. Went solo. Actually, I became, later on in life, I became a member of Sharon Riley and Faith Corral, who's also a nominee.
And we'll be speaking with Sharon later in the show.
Awesome. So her wonderful, being in her choir really set the tone for me to become a solo artist.
Okay.
She taught me how to be excellent. She's a very good choir director. She believes in excellence, and I love that. That's something that I've always believed in. So then to become a choir member of hers and to see that atmosphere develop constantly was great for me, good stepping stone for me. And so I became a solo artist while I was in the choir.
Yes.
And then stepped out, got signed with EMI, did my first solo CD called Love Letters. And from there, I've done my next solo CD, my sophomore CD called Great Things, which is the CD that you just played with Only You, Lord, as the track. I'm a wife, mother of two boys.
Aw. And how old are the boys?
5 and 2. 5-year-old, his name is Marquise. The 2-year-old, his name is Miguel. I'm married to Pastor Peter Moncrief, who's also a nominee.
Yes.
For the Glass Awards. That's exciting as well. So, and he's the worship pastor at Rhema Christian Ministries. And Rhema is really representing in the Glass Awards because our First Lady is also being honored at the Women of Excellence Awards.
I got an opportunity to meet with her, and I got to speak with her. And I got to snuggle. I got to snuggle up with her and Mother James.
Nice. Aren't they beautiful? They're beautiful women.
Oh, yes. I had a wonderful time. I felt almost guilty doing what I do. Amen.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, so that's me in a nutshell.
But God is blessing me because I realize you have your plate full because you, too, are one of the first ladies to some degree because you support a minister.
Yes,
and you're a mom.
I do.
And you have boys.
I am.
We know they really keep you busy.
Right? They're not easy at all. They
and
really
so,
do keep me busy.
Yes. And then you've got your music career, and it's a ministry.
Right.
People don't seem to understand that this is a ministry because I'm telling you, sometimes words that a preacher could say might not do the job, but a song will melt your heart. Amen?
Absolutely. I believe that we are just as important as the preacher.
Yes, definitely. If not
we
more,
are.
Can I tell you? I cannot get to where I need to go when I have a message to bring unless I have that song to get me there. Amen?
Right. I hear you. Absolutely.
And I think people downplay the song, but when they say sermonic hymn, that's really what it is. It's to get me to grace so I can get to glory and bring the Lord. Amen?
Absolutely, absolutely. And usually when people are going through any situation, they turn to a song. Some will turn to the Word of God, some will pray, but there's always somebody that's going to turn to a song as well to lift their spirits and encourage their soul. So I believe Psalms, it's a book of songs in there. It's a book of music. And that's why that scripture, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will believe that's a song too. I'll bless
Amen.
The Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth.
Continually be
so
in my
don't
mouth.
Plow the
yes.
That's right. Don't downplay the singers.
Well, I've actually preached, and I've said everyone has a song.
That's right. Absolutely. Everybody
There's
has a song.
Always that
the
one
The Lord
song
always puts a song
that,
in your
that
spirit.
It's
always
a breaking point. It might make you cry, but then it rebuilds you. It's like a cleansing, and it starts you all over again, or it strengthens you. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. So what strengthens my friend, Sister Londa, now?
Oh, music? Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's time when, especially when you are going through, it's easy to sing in the good times. But when you're going in the bad times, I really appreciate getting the chance to, when I do get the opportunity to minister on stage while I'm going through a bad situation, I sing everything that's inside of me comes out.
Yes. Oh,
I
you feel it.
I express myself through that, absolutely. Mm. And while I'm expressing myself through whatever the song is, I'm not only ministering to those who are listening, but I'm ministering to myself as well.
Amen.
And that's an awesome thing to be able to do that and to get the opportunity. Because sometimes you just need that place to express yourself. Sometimes you don't always get it, especially like you said, being the wife of a pastor and being the mother of two boys and just constantly on the go. Sometimes you don't get time for yourself, and sometimes that platform is your time.
That's right.
Although you are supposed to minister to, you're there to minister to the body, but that's also the
it's your
time
moment
that I
to
also
praise.
Get ministered to. Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
Exactly.
Praise God. Praise God. So you're going to be at the Glass Awards on Saturday?
July the 20th, yes.
Okay.
Saturday the July 20th.
And
doing
you'll be
the red
sitting
carpet,
there
apparently,
and enjoying the program. And so did you already
program.
Go out and get that killer dress?
Oh, it's currently, well, I have two outfits.
Oh, dear. It sounds like we need to talk after the show, girl.
I said, listen, I never do, when I do my own concerts, I always have two outfits. There's always a change. So I said, listen, going to the Glass Awards, doing the red carpet, and then going up and performing in the same outfit. I'm sorry. I got to come up with my other outfit. So I got two outfits. The second one is currently being finished.
Okay.
And it's gonna be, if I may say so, I think it's gonna look pretty hot.
Oh, hello, Well, look,
we might
be godly, but we're also good. Amen.
Oh, come on. You can still look good.
Church
still
folks
look
know
good
how
and
to
be holy.
It,
listen, I say bring it, bring it. This is the first Gospel Awards show in Toronto. Everybody dressed like puss.
Okay, and that's why I said, and I tell people, look, if you guys can come, it's $20. Where do you get to spend $20 and dress up and walk on red carpet and be somebody for a day?
That's right.
Well, I'll be there. I'll be doing some interviews, and I'll also be
taking
out my my crew will be taking pictures, so we're going to make sure we get both of Londa's dresses. And you
know,
that's
how I do, baby.
We're going to have to get you on the show one time just to talk about Londa.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, I
I'd
would
love,
love
to.
That. We'll throw down some Londa music and just get to talk Londa? Is it a date?
It's a date, baby.
And look,
you let me know when you're ready.
You could even wear one of them dresses if you want to. So praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
I know that God is blessing you, and I pray that he continues to push his words and his music out. Amen. And allow
That's
you
right,
to be
amen.
That powerhouse that he has created you to be. And I
Thank
will definitely
you so
see
much.
You on Saturday.
Yes.
And
looking
you know
forward
what?
To it.
What is for you is for you. But as I said to my mother today, when the Lord closes one door, he doesn't just open another door. He opens a window or two. Amen?
That's right. Amen. That's
so,
right.
So
That's right.
We're going to see what the outcome is. But we know that it's so hard because you all deserve the award. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And you've been nominated for a couple things. So you never
yeah.
know. But
you never
know, what?
Know. You never know.
Your greatest reward will be when I give you a hug. How's that?
Thank you. Yes, it will. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. And, yes, we're going to have you back on just for Londa's show.
All right. Thank
okay,
you.
And you give them handsome little boys a big hug and squeeze from Pastor Auntie Jay. And I will see you on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, and in the
All
meantime,
right.
you rest up, and looking forward to seeing and hearing you.
Absolutely. Can't wait. Toronto, you better show up and show out.
Yes, amen, amen. Praise God.
All right.
Have a wonderful evening, my sister. We'll talk very soon.
Okay, see you Saturday.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye. Praise God. That's Sister Londa, such a wonderful, beautiful woman and a voice to match. And her music is just phenomenal. Praise God. And we're going to play one more song, and then I've got to get another wonderful woman on. She, as you can hear, Londa was even trained to some degree and helped shaped by this wonderful woman, and it is going to be Sharon Riley. But until then, I am going to play Sharon Riley and Faith Corral and their song Integrity. And after this, we will be speaking with Sister Sharon Riley.
Hey!
Amen. Integrity. And you know, it's just a go through the problems. You got to work your way through and come out with integrity, because there's nothing but goodness when it comes to the Lord. Amen. And integrity is probably a good word for me to use for the introduction. And she's going to laugh at me, and I hope she's going to be kind, but I'm going to put it out there. Sharon Riley, to me, is like the Canadian version of Kirk Franklin. Amen. She was the choir to be with. Anybody who could sing and went to church, your goal, you would go and you were going to try and get into Faith Chorale. Sister Sharon Riley, how are you, my love?
I'm fine. That is so sweet of you.
Hey,
I am awesome. Praise the Lord.
I can't lie. I have to tell the truth. You know what? I'm not perfect, but I can tell you one thing. I'm not going to go to hell just because I might have told a white lie about Sharon Riley. Amen.
Amen.
I'm serious. I grew up singing in Scarborough, in the Scarborough Kids Choir, the Scarborough Youth Choir. Then I joined the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir. But they were just regular choirs.
But if
you were in church, the choir to get into, you either had to get into the Toronto Mass Choir or the Ultimate Choir, because there was something about Sharon Riley and Faith Chorale. They grooved, they moved, they were just the cool hip choir. And so, yeah, you are like the Canadian version of the Kirk Franklin and the family and everybody else that he's even at. God's property, all of those put together. Amen?
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
No,
I've never seen it that way, but thank you so much.
Well, and you know what? That's the thing. I was speaking to Sister Londa, and it was funny because she's up for one. Well, she's up for a few nominations with the Glass Awards too. And you see, this is gospel at its finest, because she was bigging you up on the show.
Oh, bless her. Well, she used to. I remember with her as a teenager with this humongous voice, and she was one of my sopranos years ago. Yeah,
and
she was
said
in the choir.
She's glad she came under the mentorship of Sharon Riley, because Sharon works for excellence and likes to do things in an excellent way. And so it helped to give her discipline. And I was like, amen. And I said, well, we're going to be talking to Sharon momentarily. Praise God.
Praise
so you must
Lord.
Be doing something right.
Well, giving all honor and glory to God, of course. And I attended school in Alabama, where I was amongst a lot of great talent. And so I always grew up understanding that anything you did, you had to do your very best for the honor and glory of God. And there was a tremendous talent at Oakwood College in Alabama. So I was used to that sort of discipline. So when I started my own choir, I just kind of borrowed that sort of discipline. And that's how I've always, you know, dealt with my choir and my ministry.
Amen. Amen. So tell us a little bit about Sharon Riley that we don't know.
Let's see. Well, if anyone were to see Sharon Riley, she shouts, she loves the Lord, but she has a story as to why she really, really does love the Lord. Growing up, my mother and my father always told me about the wonderful stories of the Bible and how I should live upright and with integrity for Jesus Christ. But 20 years ago, as I just mentioned, I did attend a school in Huntsville, Alabama. And to make a very long story short, coming to my junior, senior year, I came home just on a break and got into a very, very bad car accident. A friend of mine was driving, and I fell asleep. She had asked me to come with her because she was going to minister in Detroit. And
right.
I remember my spirit not wanting to go, but I said, not a problem, I'm going to go. And unfortunately, well, I was already asleep. She fell asleep, and I was ejected through the back window of the car.
Sweet.
And was in the hospital for a little under a year, where I had to conceptualize what it meant to stand and to walk. Both lower extremities were damaged badly. My left hip I have a plate there, my lower right leg. And I went through such a really hard time.
Yeah.
And I really believe that, you know, my mother's always said this to me, everything happens for a reason.
For a reason,
and,
yeah.
I remember just searching God and wondering, you know, why this happened. And, you know, God is good. He knows why
all
he puts us in this situation. And as I said, to make a very long story short, I am now walking today with an assistance of a cane. But what I've gained from all of that is that he's allowed me to go through that so that I can tell everybody with this second chance that he's done something for me. It might not have been an accident for you, but whatever challenges you're going through, you can be an overcomer. And to know that they were going to amputate my leg and I would never walk again, and to know that I'm 20 years later, I'm still here giving God all the praise, you know, I know that that was the reason why I went through what I went through.
Praise
so a lot of people may not know my story, but there's so much more to it. But to make a long story short, to God be the glory.
Amen. You know what, sister? We have similar stories.
Really?
I, too, was involved in a very serious car accident in 2004, and a lot of people don't know this. And I was badly injured, and while going through rehabilitation, I also fell, and I snapped my leg in half.
Oh.
And I spent 6 months wheelchair-bound, homebound, trying to heal. I have a metal plate and 11 pins in my leg.
Wow.
And, oh, yes, and another 6 months, as you would say, once again, back and forth to rehabilitation to learn to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, God has a purpose, because during those 6 months that I sat and was not able to be in my church where I was assisting, it made me talk a lot. You spend a lot of time with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to realize, you know, you don't do the why because you realize you're here.
So
you already know there's a purpose of why you're here. It's a matter of where do I go from here? Like, what do you need me to do? And then you, like you said, it becomes a greater part of your testimony because I also walk with the assistance of a cane.
Wow,
and
I never knew that. Wow.
There you go. And I do more things than most people who are good and healthy are, and I tell them. And I my doctor said he was going to quote me on this the other day. I said, I might take a pill at the start of every day just so I can function.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but you know what? You've got to learn to manage your pain or have your pain manage you, and I refuse to do that.
Exactly.
But that is the testimony. And it's not a matter of just even the overcoming, but the fact that we may have overcome, but we realize that there's a strength in the joy of the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We're kindred spirits in metal plating.
Yes, we are. I knew
Amen.
I loved you as soon as I heard your voice.
Amen. Well, I told Sister Sharon that we're going to have a behind-the-scenes profile show on Sharon Riley and Faith Corral, even if we have to follow them for a practice or something, and then we're going to have
awesome.
Them live on air. I think it would be so awesome. I know some of those members are just funnier than funny. So I
yes,
look
they
forward.
Are.
Yes, I know. I can tell you've got some clowns there, and that's the joy of the Lord. Amen?
Yes, it is. Most definitely.
And that's the purpose
I agree.
Of my show. We show people different things outside of church because we want them to know that we as Christians, we have a great time. I'm cutting up forever, and even the Lord is up there shaking his head going, oh, here she goes again. But you know what? That's who he created me to be. And at the beginning of the show, I said, if I were you and you were me, then we would not be who he meant us to be. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. So, my dear, the Glass Awards.
Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting. I think it's an awesome idea to showcase the talents of the anointed singers that are down in Toronto. And I don't believe a lot of people are aware of how anointed and how talented this small little gospel mecca is. I'm very proud that they're having this award show that will showcase these wonderful talents. They're great singers and even younger singers that are coming up that I just I'm derailed sometimes when I hear some of them. Absolutely phenomenal. And I'm just so happy that we're finally having a showcase such as this.
That's right. And I'm looking forward to it. Sister Londa and I were discussing dresses. Now, you would never think that in Toronto we would be talking about what we're wearing on the red carpet. Praise God. But you know what? And I think the venue, even the name of the venue is powerful. Global Kingdom.
Global Kingdom.
It just sounds
yes.
so mighty. Yes.
Yeah.
So we will definitely be seeing you. I'll be doing interviews on the red carpet. And as I told Sister Londa, what is yours is yours. But God always has a way of making a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's definitely going to continue to bless you. And you're up for several nominations. We did post them on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your greatest rewards will be a hug from Pastor Jay.
Oh, and I can't wait.
Yes.
And thank
definitely.
You so much. It's just an honor to talk to you and to share each other's experiences.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
And, you know, and we're definitely, I can't wait to do this behind-the-scenes thing. I think it's going to be a trip. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, it will.
I'm looking forward to it. We will connect very soon. I will definitely see you on Saturday.
Okay.
But. Yes, we will definitely speak and we'll set this up and definitely we're going to get behind the scenes and just, we're going to have church with Faith Corral. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Thank you
God.
So much. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to meet you.
Likewise. Infamous Sharon Riley, everybody. And we pray that God continues to not only just bless you and to use you as he's always been, and you are the mentor to look up to, but I pray, you know what? I wouldn't even say to enlarge your territory. I would say to expand your horizon. Amen?
Oh, amen. I received that. Praise the Lord. Thank
in
you.
In the name of Jesus. God bless
you,
my friend.
Thank you so much. God
we
bless
will
you
talk
too.
Soon. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And we're wishing the Lord's love upon you on Saturday.
Thank you so much. We can't wait. Can't wait
yes.
to minister. Praise
Definitely.
The Lord. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a glorious evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, everybody, that was a very wonderful Sharon Riley with her entourage and her crew, and I'm going to put it out there like that, the Faith Corral, because they are like a gospel family, and they are just such a blessing, and so we're blessed to have been able to have that opportunity. We will definitely do this behind-the-scenes thing, because I know it's going to be a joy. I was supposed to get in touch with Pastor Richard Brown, but he was feeding his sheep this evening, so as a tribute, we are going to play, before we head off air, we're going to play Grateful People by Pastor Richard Brown.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I need to know if there's any grateful people in the house tonight that are so grateful for the goodness of God. We come to worship and we come to celebrate Him. Somebody tell me where I'm. Know where I belong. Come on, Toronto. Tell me where. Yeah. Somebody lift it to the Lord. Say, I need to know. I
Grateful. Praise God. I did try to reach Pastor Richard Brown, but I wasn't able to reach him, and he may have been tied up or missed the call, but we're thinking of him and praying with him. We'll catch up with him probably next week, actually, because we definitely want to acknowledge him and this wonderful song, Grateful People, and he's a pastor and doing good things. Amen. Praise God. And we pray that God continues to bless him and his family. But we've had a good show. But we just want to make sure that we remind you that Jesus is love, and we are all adopted by his wonderful love, by the blood of Jesus. And he rose again so that we could live. Amen. And as Sister Sharon and I have both experienced, that life should never be taken so lightly. And the purpose of living is to live. But then how are you living? Praise God. So it would be my joy and pleasure to know that you are all just truly blessed, and you all enwrapped in the love of Jesus, and you all have Jesus' spirit in you, and you know the love of Jesus, and you share the love of Jesus. So I ask right now that you continue to be blessed as the week goes on, that you just remember that Jesus loves you, we love you, but he loves you even more. There is no love like the love of Jesus. So may his grace go with you, and may his mercy always follow you and be all around you. But more importantly, be the best you can be, and the you he created to be, because you can't be anyone else. Remember, God be with you till we meet again. God bless. Forever.
understand. Forever.